Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, angels? It's your girl, Adine Howard. Make sure you tune in to the Honey Lounge with Teddy Bear, Tuesday through Friday, 1 through 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Hot and humid here in Las Vegas, Nevada, but it's okay. The Teddy Bear has you here, comfy and cozy, safe and sound. And before we begin today's broadcast, I want to send out a very special thank you to Mr. Gerald Albright. Thank you, my man, for joining us. And remember, family, be sure to purchase Gerald's new album or new CD, 30, available on Google Play Music, Spotify, iTunes, Tidal, but for those who like to live a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. Hope everyone is doing real good, feeling extra wonderful, so to speak. And speaking of feeling extra wonderful, this very talented singer, songwriter, and she goes by the name of R. Lynn, as we have the pleasure of debuting some tracks from her new album, She's Not Afraid. So on behalf of the Teddy Bear and the Zone, it is my pleasure to welcome to LOTO Radio the very talented R. Lynn. My queen, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. And before we begin, I would like to say something very special to you. Happy birthday, Princess.
Okay. Oh, thank you. I know, I was a little depressed getting older, but, you know, she's aging like fine wine, so I'm celebrating.
Yes, Lord. First and foremost, congratulations on your debut album. I've had an opportunity to listen. Very revealing, very transparent. It's very rare that I see in today's industry that artists have the ability to show that kind of transparency and vulnerability, because let's face it, we all have skeletons in our closet. And a lot of times the scariest thing in the world is to let people in that closet and find out our flaws. And you put them out there for everyone to see. And I wanted to ask you, and I know a lot of the listeners would like to know how long did it take you to become comfortable enough to show that kind of revealing side of who you are?
Oh, that's a good question. But no, honestly, that's something that comes with age. So I know when I was in college, I had issues with finding myself. I went through a lot of stuff in my childhood that I wasn't okay with, and it just took a lot of healing. And honestly, when I turned 25, I took a year to myself. I took a year to myself. I didn't date anyone. I didn't do anything except focus on me. And when I found, like, when I felt like I really found myself, I got a tattoo on the inside of my arm, on the inside of my bicep, and it says, above all, love yourself. Because at the end of the day, if you can't love yourself, you can't love anybody else. And when you love yourself enough, you're not going to hide anything. You're not going to hide anything from the world. You're going to be transparent. You're going to be you. And that's what I always try to do in my music, too, because there's people out there that are going through the same stuff that I'm going through. And at the end of the day, I want to help people the same way that music helped me. So,
you know, I find that interesting that you said that, and I want to use that as a segue. How does it make you feel as an artist, knowing that you have the ability to not only touch so many people with your music, but also use it as somewhat of a healing aspect of your music? Because as you just said, we have a lot of people that are going through the same type of ups and downs, flaws and transparency. And a lot of times they really don't have a voice or feel comfortable enough to find someone they can sit down to and speak to about that. And your music almost poses as a muse, somewhat of a comfort to them. How does that make you feel when you get that kind of feedback?
Honestly, that's what makes me keep going, because at this point I am tired. Like, not even tired, I'm tired. There's no R in there. But no, I keep going because I can't stop. Like, I'm telling you right now, music was my therapy growing up. I say that music is my psychiatrist or psychologist and all that stuff, because, man, that's the one thing that got me through. So I've had people come to me after listening to She's Not Afraid and tell me, like, Eyes really helped me get out of this toxic relationship that I was in. I've had people come up to me and say, Cry really helped me because of my daddy issues, this and the third. Even Runaway, there's like happy love songs at the end of the day. And people just can really relate to it. And that's the best feeling for me, because that's what helped me growing up with music. So I used to write and reflect.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just good to give back.
You know what, I've just have so many things going on in my mind, because like I said, I've been doing this for a long time. And one of the great appreciations that I have is when an artist can be true to who they are. And for people on the outside looking in, they say, wait a minute, she can't have experienced or been through those type of things. Look, she's talented. She's exquisite looking. Lord have mercy. What kind of problems does she what kind of problems could she possibly, you know, have experienced during her life? But then when you show such a revealing aspect and say, wait a minute, just because a person looks a certain way, all that glitters is not gold. What are some of the goals that you set for yourself for 2019?
So for 2019, I didn't make specific goals, because I feel like when I make goals for myself, once I hit them, I feel comfortable.
Okay.
Or I feel like I've succeeded enough to really just, like, sit tight and live in that comfort zone. And I don't want to be comfortable in 2019. I want to keep learning about myself. I want to keep loving myself. I want to keep pushing for this music thing. I want to put out another album. I just want to keep showing the world me and keep trying to help people and give back. So that those are my main goals for 2019. And to be a good mom and a good person and just, you know, stay humble at the same time.
How do you manage to balance both? Because having a thriving music career, also being an independent artist, and then being able to manage a personal life can be quite a juggling act. How have you managed to just balance both and without losing your sanity, so to speak?
See, I don't sleep. maybe 3 hours a night. So it just become a habit at this point. Like everyone says to me, they'll be like, I don't know how you do it. Because I work full-time too, and I have my job is very serious. Like my job is extremely serious. I work probably 60 to 80 hours a week just doing my day job. But I will literally stay up until 3 o'clock in the morning writing songs. If I go to the studio, I'll bring my son with me. Like when I travel or go on the road, if I can bring him with me, I will. So it's just really about juggling everything and just being able to manage your time and manage everything that you have on your plate. And everyone always say, oh, I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you juggle everything. You just do it, and you get used to it. So that's why when people come up to me, and they don't have a kid or they don't have the same type of job that I have, and they're like, oh, I'm so tired. I'm struggling, this and the third. You're allowing yourself to struggle. That's
without
your
question.
Own mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
You're
your
right.
own mindset. Like you need to keep pushing yourself and open your mind so you can make it happen.
You are correct, my love. I cannot agree with you more than what you just said. It's all about having, you know, a lot of times we just don't, we make excuses for not having the mentality to succeed in achieving our goals, achieving our dreams. So I find it very refreshing for you to say, you know what, she knows what she wants. She's going after that. I want to talk to you about love, unconditional love. It's very rare that we achieve or acquire that kind of love. And the only time we get that kind of love is from our child or our children. I wanted to ask
Absolutely.
You, what has it meant to you to have that kind of unconditional love from your son? And not only that, how have you managed to incorporate that journey of being a parent, incorporate that in your music?
So he is truly the only thing that gets me through, besides my own mentality of him. And it's funny because when you said I want to talk about love, in my head I was like, uh-oh. And then you said unconditional love, and I immediately went to my son. So I was like, okay, we'll get through this. But no, that's my role dog, for real. Like he is my biggest fan. Like he knows every word to every song. So I have probably 30 to 50 unreleased songs. He knows every word. Like he's and he is so good about everything. Like he'll tell me, mommy, I miss you, but you got to do this for yourself. And like, I support you. So yeah, at the end of my album, I don't know if you heard the outro, but it's actually my son just like being super supportive and so cute. And he asked me to do that himself. I didn't even ask him to do that. So that was just awesome. And it's just one of those things, man. I am so blessed with that little boy, and I mean, I don't want to say like, oh, everybody out there, go have a kid or nothing like that. Definitely wait until you're ready to have a kid, because it's not easy out here by yourself doing it.
Right.
But I mean, it's amazing. It's a blessing. It's an unbreakable bond, and it's just again having a child and being an independent artist. It's all about balance and just including them in the process. Like, don't try to hide anything from them. If you fail at something, be honest with them. And you know, it's a learning experience for them too, to watch their parent go through all the ups and downs. So.
I've always said there's no greater feeling in the world that no matter what you do from a professional aspect, when you come home, you have someone that loves you. unconditionally. They don't care if you are
so
a star. Or, it's a great thing. You're just mom. You're mommy. You're
right.
Not this.
Yeah.
You're just mommy. You're just mommy. So
you got a forever cuddle buddy.
Man, you.
That's why I always tell people. I'm like, honestly, I don't need a man because I have so much love. And so if I'm ever gonna settle down and get married, like, that man has to bring me so much more joy than I already have, because I'm good without one. Like, I already have everything I need. So, you know, if you out there, future husband, you better come correct. That's all I'm going to say.
My producer just looked at me and said, half of the switchboard just went dead. I think the men just got off all of them off the line. If you're tuning in late, family, shame on you. But the teddy bear does forgive you. We're being joined by the incredibly talented R. Lynn. New album, She's Not Afraid. The title,
yes.
She's Not Afraid. Can you elaborate to the listeners as far as what made you come up with that title and what exactly does it mean to you as an artist, but also as a person?
Right. So I call my album She's Not Afraid. Number one, just because I've always broken boundaries that many people face due to gender issues or things like that. Even my job, like my job is 90% men and maybe 10% women. And then as far as my music is concerned, so you listen to my album, you know that my songs are all over the place. I have some slow R&B. I have some upbeat pop. I have a little bit of like a trap vibe in there. I have soul records, and everyone, when they listen, we're like, oh, it doesn't mesh well. You need a sound that's similar, or these songs need to sound the same. And I just got sick of listening to everybody else. And I was like, no, you know what? I'm going to do this the way I want to do this. And this is how it's going to go, because at the end of the day, I've never gotten anywhere in life listening to anybody else. So she needed to listen to herself, and she was not afraid. So that's where it came from.
Well, far be it from the teddy bear to deprive the listeners out there of some therapeutic music. Let's get into it. Of course, from the debut album from R. Lynn, Sugar Coated Murder, Lord have mercy, here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Oh.
Sugar-coated murder from the very talented R. Lynn here vibing in the zone with the teddy bear here on LOTO Radio. My love, I must ask, I know for me a lot of times, I'm my own worst critic. I know that. For you, just talking with you, I know that you're very critical of yourself. For you, when you went in the studio, you said you left about 10 songs off the album? How long did it take for you to just say, you know what, these are the ones I'm going with, and these are the ones I'm choosing to just kind of leave on the back burner?
That was a very hard decision, honestly. That's what took so long to put my album out, because I couldn't figure out what songs that I wanted to put out. And it was very strategic how I put my album out, because I didn't want to put my best work out up front, you know. I kind of wanted to gain some fans, but tease y'all a little bit at the same time. So, yeah, I mean, it took probably 2 months just to figure out what songs I was going to put on the album and which ones I was going to save for the second album. But all I can say is, given that, y'all better watch out for the next one, because that one's going to be crazy.
Well, look, teddy bears always felt there's nothing wrong with a little bit of tease. Yes, Lord. Wrote a new album. She's not afraid. One of the things that I find very interesting listening to your album is that vocally, your vocals are very, very strong. What I wanted to ask, and I know a lot of listeners would like to know, there's a major difference between being vocally strong in the studio, but being able to take it to another level in a live performance. When are we going to have an opportunity to see you perform live?
Oh, I always perform. So, I mean, I will open up for a lot of people. I am about to do Fashion Week in New York City this Sunday at the New York Music and Fashion Conference. So that's one performance. I have my own personal concert coming up on March 7th in New York as well. So I'm going to be headlining that. And then on March 21st, I'm also performing at SOBs in New York. So,
there's
going to be some other shows coming up soon too, but I'm from Philly. I've kind of outgrown Philly as far as performing there is concerned. And then I'm originally from Boston. So that's why I kind of like New York, because it's in between both Boston and Philly, and I have a strong fan base in New York too. So that's why I like to do performances out there now, you know, grow a little bit.
All right. The listeners are saying, well, Teddy Bear, how do we get to Gotham to see her perform? Trains, planes, automobiles. If you have to take a camel, I don't care how you get there. Just get there when you can. Lord have mercy.
Definitely. It's a whole show. No, it's a whole show. I got dancers, and y'all know I can sing live, so we good on that front. Come out for a good time.
There you go. And speaking of a good time, we got some listeners on the line. We're going to go to area code 978. You're on the line with R. Lynn and the Teddy Bear. Caller, what is your name and what is your question? Go right ahead.
Hi, my name is Amy.
Hi, Amy. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. What is your question for R. Lynn?
I am a huge fan of R. Lynn. I've been listening to her for as long as I can remember, and I'm just wondering what it is like for her when fans and friends know her music and sing along to her songs at her shows.
Oh, that's a good question, Amy. No, that's my favorite part of performing live, is to see everybody singing my songs. I love when people send me videos too after, and they'll be singing my song really loud in the background. That's like the best feeling ever. Just knowing people know my song.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Oh my! So do you have the album, Amy?
Oh, I do. Yeah. Yep.
All right. I'm all over
it.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in. My goodness. We're going to area code 347. You're on the line with R. Lynn and the Teddy Bear. Caller, what is your name and what is your question? Go right ahead.
Hey, hello, it's Bianca. What's up, Arlen?
Hey, Bianca!
Hey, man, shout out to you. Congratulations on your new album, She's Not Afraid. I'm so excited to see you performing at Fashion Week on Sunday and March 7th. Like, I just can't wait to see you grow. Like, you're growing so much, and congratulations on all your accomplishments. Keep doing what you got to do, man.
Oh, thanks, girl. Same to you.
Oh, you're welcome. Definitely.
All right,
I can't wait for the next album. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too, boo.
What is it like to have that kind of love, that kind of positive feedback?
No, I'm not even kidding. I have the best fans on the planet and the best support system on the planet, and that's what keeps me going. Like, these people come out to my shows, show mad love. I'll be getting in our Lynn gear, and I cannot keep that stuff. So, man, like, I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed.
And at any time, does it come a little bit overwhelming? I mean, to have so many people are just really vibing with you and your music.
Oh, no. I want more. Keep them coming. Keep the fans. I'll take the haters. I'll take anything I can get right now. Let's go.
Okay. Well, to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Stop by. Follow, contribute, support her on our Instagram page. It's at Instagram.com/Arlen Music, and also on the same handle for Twitter. My goodness, we've got some more callers on the line. We're going to area code 734. You're on the line with Arlen and the Teddy Bear. Caller, what is your name and what is your question? Go right ahead.
Oh, hey, how you doing? I'm Jason O'Bannon.
That's one of my
favorite artists. I'm all right. We live in Michigan.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, what's going on? I wanted to call in and I always support her. She's a great artist, really a great person. You know, I met her at, you know, the DJ Self event. We was doing charity work then, and beautiful people, man. I just wanted to call in and tell everybody support her. She is live.
Oh, that's
a lot of love from Michigan. A lot of love from Michigan.
Yes.
Hey, thanks a lot for calling in, brother. Really appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Okay, all right, keep putting it, all pedal, all gas, no brake.
Of course, same to you. Let's go.
All right, talk to you later.
All right. Family, be sure to get that new album, of course, She's Not Afraid. It is available on Spotify and also on Tidal. If you could go back, the Arlen of today could go back 2 years, no, let's say 3 years ago, hop in a time machine, go back 3 years ago and speak to the Arlen then. What would you say to her? What would the conversation detail?
I think I would just tell myself to be smarter. I trusted people too easily, especially in this industry. So I would just tell myself to be smarter. Listen to your own self, because man, God gives you signs, and you need to listen to those signs and listen to yourself, too. So if anything doesn't feel right, walk away from that for sure. And just be confident in you, you know. Always be confident in you, because this industry will tear you apart. So got to be confident.
That's one of the biggest issues that a lot of artists don't understand when they get involved. It's a business. It's entertainment, but it's a business. And they get caught up and they end up losing themselves. So I'm very proud of you that you truly have an understanding that this is a business first before music, and making sure that your group, your inner circle is really strong, because people in your inner circle that are strong, they'll always support you. They're looking out for you, not the artist, but they're looking out for you and to make sure they support you. And speaking of supporting, one of my favorite songs on the album, Come My Way, featuring Jay Chosen and Bayface. How did you get together? How did that collaboration come to be?
So Bayface is a super talented producer that I worked with. He lives he goes to the studio that I record at, so I met him there. So he produced the record, he did a beat, and then I met Jay Chosen when I opened up for Maya. So we both opened up for Maya, And while we were doing that, we were like, yo, we got to write a record. So we got together, we wrote Come My Way, and it was just a smash. It's been doing really well, very, very well. So,
well, let's get into it since it's been doing, no, you know what, it's not been doing very, very well. It's been doing great. Come on now, it's one thing to be humble. Let's speak it into existence that you're
going. Now you guys are going to hear this on the radio too.
Well, let's get into it. Of course, Come My Way, featuring a very talented and exquisite looking Arlen, near in the zone of LOTO Radio. On Spotify and also on Tidal, and to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Catch up with Arlen on Instagram.com/Arlen Music and also on Twitter at @R_Lynn Music. My queen, it has definitely been a pleasure and an honor to have you on the show. This is definitely your home away from home, whatever you need. Please do not hesitate to let the teddy bear know. Much continued success. And hopefully soon, we're in Vegas right now, but when the teddy bear does get back home in Houston, hopefully soon you come down to Houston, come down to the studio. We would love to have you.
Yes, I'll be there whenever. You just let me know. On the plane right away.
So it is written, so it shall be done. Stay sweet and enjoy your birthday, okay?
Thank you. Thank you. Y'all have a blessed day.
You do the same. The very talented Arlen here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Got to take a quick 2 and 2. Got to pay some bills, pay the cost to be the boss, especially when you're vibing here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
The harvest has come. I'm gonna fight until it's won, cause I am a fighter. Cause I am a fighter. I must know where I'm from. We don't take no number one. Cause I am a fighter. Cause I am a fighter.
too old for you to stop loving me.
So unusual here in the zone of LOTO Radio, 2:50 p.m. Pacific Standard Time here in beautiful, muggy, hot Viva Las Vegas. Lord have mercy, but no need to fear. The teddy bear will be back in Houston very, very soon. And speaking, returning back home to H-Town, won't you join me as we go on live streaming via iTunes, Google Play Music Store, iHeartRadio, and Spotify. On Tuesday, February the 12th, we welcome super talented actor, singer, songwriter. You name it, he does it all. He is definitely the epitome of a Renaissance man. The one and only Mr. T.C. Carson will be joining us on Tuesday, February the 12th at 5 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific, as we get into his new ventures that he has out. He has a movie out. He also has a sitcom out on me, and he has an album on the way. So it's going to be really intriguing, really wonderful to speak to that very talented brother once again. And also want to send out a lot of love to the very talented Lord have mercy, Arlen. Thank you, my queen, for joining us. And remember, family, be sure to purchase her new album, She's Not Afraid. No, she's not. Available on Spotify and also on Tidal. And to get all the latest updates, comings and goings, and activities of Arlen, be sure you stop by her Instagram and Twitter page, Instagram.com/ Arlen Music, and on Twitter, / R_Lynn Music. So it is written, so it shall be done. I want everyone to have a fantabulous weekend. Oh, I haven't forgotten the tickets for the big Valentine's show, Valentine's Day concert coming this coming Valentine's Day, of course, with Glenn Lewis and Eddie Robeson. What we're going to do when I get back on the air on Tuesday, when I have TC on the show, we're going to be giving away not one, not three, not five, but we're going to be giving away 10 tickets, VIP, red carpet, you name it. We got you covered. We're going to take care of everything. We're going to make sure that you have a wonderful time. And again, it's going to be taking place here in the Teddy Bear's backyard in Houston. Okay. So when the Teddy Bear gets back in town, we're going to make sure everything is taken care of and everyone is wonderful. But I want to thank everyone for tuning in. And for those who missed the interview, no need to fear. We got you covered. All you have to do is pull that app on your phone, listen to us via iHeartRadio, iTunes, Google Play Music Store, Spotify, Podbeam. We got you covered. Just type in these words, LOTO, The Zone. I like that. It's been real. I want everyone to have a fantabulous weekend. Take care of one another. And as in always, Lord have mercy. Keep it soulful each and every time you're vibing with the Teddy Bear in The Zone of LOTO Radio. Lord have mercy.
When I